coming. Happy Friday, and welcome to SRP Park on the Green Jacket Baseball Network. Augusta looking for their first win of the week and going behind Davis Polo on Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight, trying to bring some luck into the one-night-only uniforms. Alongside Graham Simpson, I'm Noah Adcock-Hallett. We are thrilled to have you on a warm but beautiful night here in North Augusta, right on the banks of the Savannah River. The second half post-All-Star break has been less than kind to the Green Jackets, and after a series of decently close losses so far against the Wood Ducks in the first meeting of the season between these two sides, the Green Jackets going to try to figure something out. And after last night coming up just a little bit short, is something to build on, but there's also something to look for.
And you still have time to salvage the homestand, especially with the rain looming Saturday and Sunday. You really want to win this game today because you don't want to have the bad taste in your mouth going into your next series, especially if the next two games aren't played. So tonight is a huge game because you can still win this game, get momentum for the rest of the series. First three didn't go your way, but you got to take it game by game, especially post-draft, single-A baseball. It's time to just get your hard nose down and get working.
Down East at or near the top in nearly every offensive category in the 12-team Carolina League, currently third in average and second in home runs. The long ball has played well all series long. Eight long balls between the two sides. Seven of those eight home runs have come from Down East, including two last night that ended up being the game breakers. Back-to-back bombs in the seventh from Baker Barroso and Julian Brock. This is a ballpark that works well to the offensive side. Joe Olsovsky got Augusta's first home run in the last 10 games. But Down East with power up and down the roster, going against an arm that has struggled with the long ball at times. Davis Polo's allowed a series of loud contact, especially here at home. And the 19-year-old right-hander trying to find a rhythm as he works his way back from a shoulder injury.
Yeah, Polo's going to have to keep the ball in the yard. There's been eight home runs this series, seven of them by Down East. And that two-run homer by Barroso followed up by the solo shot from Brock. When they went back-to-back, that really broke the game open. And that's what won the contest last night for Down East. So you got to keep them in the ballpark tonight.
The Green Jackets have come up just a little bit short, especially with runners in scoring position last night, putting up four runs in totality. Could not quite solve the closer, Magdaleno, as Brian Magdaleno got his fifth save of the season. But the Green Jackets had their chances. The offense has been patient. They've run the bases very well, 7 of 9 stealing in three games with Julian Brock behind the plate. There's a series of changes for both sides. Down East, for the first time, putting a couple differentiators in their lineup. But Augusta, going against the lefty, hasn't been their best side to face. But with Brian Mendoza on the mound, it's something where if you can elevate the ball, you have a better chance of being successful.
Yeah, two lefties, two switch hitters in the lineup. You get Hill with the day off, and you move the guy who had the home run yesterday, Olsovsky, who was at first base. He's played all over the infield all season long, and today he's getting the start at short. You should be well, you know, trained against this Down East team. They've thrown the kitchen sink at you a couple times. You faced a power-throwing lefty who could rear back and give you 97. Now you can just, you know, calm things down offensively. They continue to work up the middle, which helped them yesterday, and it continued with the offense because you did get that spark with the home run, but it's going to be tough against a lefty because they have not been kind to the Green Jackets this season.
Olsovsky starting to have a good week. He's been the best amongst the starting nine when it comes to against left-handers overall. You talked about spark. Sometimes you don't know where it's going to come from, but through the first two games that he's played in, Wilmer De La Cruz has been a nice little revelation. 21-year-old in his first season with the Braves, released by Tampa Bay in March. Once he got healthy on the backside of spring training, had a very solid Florida Complex League season, on base four times in seven tries so far. There's a good bit of speed at the bottom of the order.
Yeah, played with the River Dogs in the Carolina League before. He was 2-for-2 in his debut. Got a hit last night, 1-for-4. Back at second base, played really good second base in last night's contest. Also played at third in the series. He's a guy that's going to give you solid offense, solid defense, and he's a great addition to the squad.
Able to avoid injury after a scary situation, saw him leave the ballgame early on Wednesday. He's back for the third consecutive ballgame. We take a look at the Cintas standings board. After the first half went the way of the Mudcats in the north, and the Kannapolis Cannonballers in the south. Currently, Fredericksburg 2.5 games above everybody else in the North Division. But Down East winners of 7 straight, 3.5 games outside of first. Fred Nats have been locked in a strong 6-game series battle with the Hillcats all week long. That's certainly something to keep an eye on. And in the south, the 3-time defending champion Charleston River Dogs at 19-12, 2 games ahead of Columbia. It's quickly turned into a two-team race despite the strong efforts from Myrtle Beach. The Pelicans used a five-game sweep of your Augusta Green Jackets to get themselves on the right half. Not the greatest start to July, but substantially better down the stretch. Myrtle Beach is within striking distance. Charleston's getting hot at the right time. They've been better month over month. And the River Dogs always seem to find a way to retool in the draft. Tampa Bay is no stranger to going down the line. And the Green Jackets will go toe-to-toe with the River Dogs next week, trying to figure out what they can do in their third series against the Dogs this series. Green Jackets, as we mentioned, are in the Marvel-inspired defenders of the Diamond uniforms. Will be auctioned off post-game to benefit Waltz and Options. That's a uniform combination, slightly different every year, but in last year's iteration, Green Jackets were 1-0 in the one game, in a ball game that was defined by the professional debut of Hurston Waldrop. Nothing quite as headline-grabbing tonight, but Augusta trying to snap this skid and get their first win of the week behind Davis Polo. Jackets in those green on top of the white with the gray caps. Once again, the black on gray for the Down East Wood Ducks. And we mentioned four changes in that lineup. There's been a series of production up and down, 10-plus hits for the Wood Ducks in each of the three games so far this series. Last night, able to muster 12 on six runs, but you see some changes up and down. Brock takes a seat. So do Cabrera, Torres, and DeJesus, moving Pablo Guerrero up to the cleanup spot. He's been fantastic. Three hits, three extra base hits in three games. But it's the first appearance of the week for players such as Wadi Mendez and Tommy Speck. Adding a couple lefties to the lineup. Righties have not fared as well against Polo as the lefties. And it all comes down to what we see here. But this is a good combination of power and speed as well.
Yeah, Mendez and Speck will back in that lineup. With Mendez leading off, he'll play in center field. Ashedri Vargas, the shortstop, will bat second. Behind him, Baker Barroso, the first baseman, had a home run in last night's ballgame. Guerrero, the DH, will back cleanup with Esteban Mejia, the third baseman, back at the hot corner, batting fifth. Jesus Moreno will do the catching. He bats sixth. Alvarez behind him in left field in the seventh hole. Pollard will bat eighth, second base. And Tommy Speck, as I mentioned, will be the right fielder, batting ninth.
We will now send it down field side for Alex Sheridan's rendition of the National Anthem. And that brings us to a close in the Tax Slayer pregame show. And with that, we are ready for baseball once more. Welcoming you back into SRP Park. We apologize for some early audio issues, but we think we've got ourselves figured out now. Wood Ducks, winners of seven straight, including each of the first three here against the Augusta Green Jackets. As we mentioned, the lineup, Mendez, Vargas, and Barroso. Guerrero, Mejia, and Moreno, 4-5-6. First appearance for Moreno this week. It's the same thing for Eric Alvarez, the left fielder, who's been solid this season in the bottom of the order. Chandler Pollard back at second for game number four. And Tommy Speck working in right under manager Carlos Maldonado.
On the mound will be Mendoza, the lefty, as he's 20 years old, 2021 signee, making his 14th start, his 19th game, 74 innings pitched, 2.54 ERA. He's pitched a ton, not a ton of strikeouts, 78. but he will not walk, guys. No walks in his last 12 innings. His last walk was on July the 9th, so he's going to be a tough customer with Polo on the mound. He's making his 11th start of the season, his 12th start. He started 11, 4.97 ERA, 54 innings for Polo this year, the 19-year-old, 44 strikeouts, just 14 walks. Fastball is going to sit around 90, 92, slider change also in the offering. Spent all of 2022 in the Dominican Summer League. 2023 was spent in the Florida Complex League, and all of 2024 with the Augusta Green Jackets here at Single A. The right-handed hurler on the mound as he will face Mendez, Vargas, and Barroso, who will lead things off for Down East. As you mentioned, they're 8-2 in their last 10. They're winners of 7 straight, 3.5 games back. They are not the team on the road that they are at home. They are 20-30 on the road with a 32-win home record.
93 degrees and sunny at SRP Park. We continue to try to fight through the audio issues, but Davis Polo ready to go against Wadi Mendez. First pitch fastball off the inside corner. Polo fastball slider and changeup, 90-92 from the right side. Gone just 2 innings in each of his last 2 starts, looking to find a rhythm back at home. Back-to-back misses, however. Mendez in his first appearance of the week, 220 on the campaign, a long ball and 8 driven in. Another speedy center fielder. A lot of speed in this outfield for the Wood Ducks. On the ground to second base, an early chance for Wilmer De La Cruz. Slightly high throw, still in plenty of time, and the leadoff man is put down.
De La Cruz, the veteran utility infielder. He is silky smooth, especially with those routine ground balls. It's the guy that you want as a vacuum as your second baseman.
Ashedri Vargas right on right. Wood Ducks a pair of left-handers at 1-9 in the order. And the first pitch is cracked deep out to left field. Williams at the warning track will have just enough room. Vargas has 2 home runs in the first 3 games of the series, but just a bit shy there. Defense for the Green Jackets. It's Williams, Juanipa, and Kern left to right in the outfield. McGee, Olsovsky, De La Cruz, and Verdung going in the infield, third to first. Harry Owen catching for the second time in 4 games. Baker Barroso's bounce between first base and DH this week. Polo looking for a 1-2-3 inning. Flared back out of play by Barroso, who had his 4th home run of the season last night. Polo 92-93 to start off, nothing in 1. Slider bouncing in. That's been the better of the 2 secondary pitchers for Polo this year. Uses it primarily against right-handed hitters. Lefties have hit Polo better than righties. Righties hitting just above 210 on the season. Back to the slider and gets the call on the inside corner, 1-2. Home plate umpire is Liana Ricks. Dominic Romero will be out in the field. The scouting report on Ricks. Consistent zone, but wide against right-handers. Slider flared foul. Barroso stays alive. Polo looking for an early zero. Give the Green Jackets a chance to get on top in the bottom half against the starter Brian Mendoza. Another 1-2. Fouled straight back. Wood Ducks had some swing and miss in the first 2 games of the series. 15 and 14 strikeouts respectively, but just 7 punch-outs last night. Off-speed below the zone, 2-2. It's a team that extends at bats very well. The breaking ball has been the most effective pitch against righties and lefties alike, regardless of starter. And a team that walks fewer than any other in the Carolina League. Crushed foul once more. Barroso continues to battle.
I believe that was a changeup there at 87. He started 83-87 in this at-bat as Barroso is hunting fastball ahead of that changeup. See if you can pull the string on him here with 2 strikes.
Another 2-2 from Polo. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. High fastball. Downs Barroso. And a scoreless 1-2-3 first for Davis Polo. Good return home from him. And we will place Brian Mendoza on the mound when we come back in the bottom of the first.
Thank you. SRV. Join today at srvfcu.org and experience the great unit difference. Our presence is down to Katie for a special birthday announcement.
All right, we have Ryan here celebrating his birthday, so it's time for a super happy birthday singing session with our audience. When Mina starts, sing along.
And hey kids, make sure to check out the All-Star MCG Health Kids Zone out behind center field. Kids school and mother can enjoy our awesome inflatables, water slide, and super fun jungle gym. Thanks to our friends at Great Outdoors Play. All paid delivery bids are $8 and single play in the middle of the 7th day.
Green Jacket lineup under Winston Sawyer sees Luis Juanipa at the top for the game, number 11 in a row since he got called up. Junior Garcia, Verdung, and Owen behind him. Olsowski, Williams, Kern, McGee, and Wilmer De La Cruz against the southpaw Brian Mendoza. 20-year-old lefty has been very effective this year, up and down. Juanipa first pitch fastball flared away. Four RBIs in three games for Juanipa so far this week. Back in center after DHing yesterday, and he'll bounce right back to Mendoza. A routine PFP for the southpaw to start off.
Juanipa has stayed up the middle with his approach, especially this series. He's playing in his 12th game now in single A. That time just didn't get enough on it. Mendoza and athletic guy, the southpaw.
Lefty on lefty for the DH, Junior Garcia. He takes a fastball inside. Brian Mendoza has been solid against both sides of the plate this year. Both hitting .230 on the campaign. 1-0 to Junior is high, ball two. Fastball, slider, and changeup. Mendoza left on left. The slider is his best pitch. Fastball, a good deal of sink, induces a heavy diet of ground balls. Junior has been very patient this week. And he'll crack one the opposite way into left. Long run for Eric Alvarez, and it's over his head. One hops off the fence. Garcia will steamroll into second for a one-out double, and the Green Jackets put a man in scoring position early.
That was big for Garcia. He came in just with one hit, but he's been getting on base. 9 drawn walks, and he earned that double right there.
Sixth time on base in 13 tries for Junior. Will Verdung, after a night off yesterday, back at first base. He's been the primary first baseman for the Green Jackets this year. Especially once Drew Compton was promoted to Rome in the middle of May, it's been Verdung and then an assorted cast of characters behind him. Active team leader in RBIs with 26, and the off-speed misses high, ball one. Garcia, good speed, got his first steal at the single-A level last night. Have yet to see the catcher Moreno work, nor have we seen a pickoff so far from Mendoza. Fastball at the top of the zone, 1-1. Green Jackets have been aggressive, taking the extra base at second. Less so trying to steal second to third, but with a righty in the box, it's always in the realm of possibility. Mendoza, the 1-1, flared foul. Rattles around in front of the press box. Consistent diet of off-speed so far for Brian Mendoza. Chandler Pollard working up the middle, holding Garcia close to the bag at second. 1-2 fastball up and out. It's Alvarez, Mendez, and Specht in the outfield for the Wood Ducks. Mejia and Barroso on the corners. Vargas and Pollard up the middle. And as we mentioned, Jesus Moreno behind the plate for the first time in four games. Off speed, low and in. The count will go full on Verdung. First base is open, and the cleanup man, the catcher Harry Owen, waiting in the wings. Wood Ducks have scored first in each of the three ball games so far this week. Augusta would love to turn the tables early. payoff pitch. Popped up and back out of play once more. Mendoza will not blow you away. 90 to 92 with good arm side movement on the fastball. Similar profile from the opposite hand compared to Augusta starter Davis Polo. Ready for his seventh pitch against Verdun. Driven down the right field line. Long run for Specht, but it will go foul over the sidewall and into the picnic pavilion.
Yeah, you can tell Verdun's a little frustrated after that one. Sliced foul, looked really well off the bat. Just tailed away towards the seating over there in the corner in right field.
Verdun and Joe Olsowski have been the masters of the long at bat ever since they got to this Augusta roster. We've seen that from Verdun right on cue, ready for his eighth pitch against Mendoza. Garcia out at second with one out in the first. And flared away once more. Strong changeup from Mendoza, but enough bat control for Verdun to keep going.
Yeah, Verdun does have good bat control along with great bat speed. He's able to fight off a lot of those pitches. Spoiled a good changeup right there.
Drafted in the 13th round last year at Itawamba Community College in Mississippi. Mendoza ready for pitch number 9. Two looks back and coming home. Struck well to third. Nice pick by Mejia, and they've got Garcia run out to dry. He's in the rundown. Verdun booking it for second. The ball is dropped, and Garcia's going to be safe.
With the runner at second, made a tough play for Mejia. Had to just run at Garcia. And Garcia worked with the pick, a little bit of a fumble left side of the infield. And the Green Jackets will take it. Trying to put one across here in the first inning.
Mejia made a phenomenal stop. A little bit of an olay just to his left. Pulled the head off, but made the catch nevertheless. Garcia just staying alive, forcing the defense to work. And the flip from Pollard to Mejia, bouncing outside of the mitt. Looks like it'll be a fielder's choice and an E5 on the scoreboard. Two men in scoring position with one out for Harry Owen. Owen 1 for 4, gets a first pitch off speed outside. Catcher hitting 245 on the season. Owen waves to the changeup, 1-1. Harry 1-for-4. He has continued to alternate behind the plate with Jacob Godman, a two-man catcher unit under Winston Sawyer, both of whom have seen their offensive production tick up in the second half. Jackets with an early RBI chance. Third straight off-speed pitch, this time with the tight slider. Low and inside, ball 2 on the right-hander, Owen. Down the right field line and fouled away by Harry. A bit late on the first fastball he sees. And that's not uncommon for Brian Mendoza. He mixes all three pitches well and relatively equally. Although you will see primarily fastballs and hitters counts, that velocity plays up after a series of off-speed pitches. 2-2 home. High fastball. Good take by Owen. Moreno came out of the crouch and pump faking over to third. Gets Garcia diving back.
And with that late swing on that last fastball, Mendoza thought he could get him back with some high heat. A great take there by Owen.
Walk would load the bases for Joe Olsowski. Payoff pitch. Strike 3 swinging. Owen a little bit late. It's the first punch out for Brian Mendoza and a big out number 2.
Fantastic job by Mendoza to come back and get a strikeout after the fielder's choice. He thought he was going to keep Garcia at bay at second base, but instead had to deal with two runners in scoring position. Good job with the K.
Owen a pair of hits last night, Olsowski rather. Joe at shortstop tonight. Fastball running towards the outer half, nothing and one. Olsowski's played all four infield positions, serving as a backup first baseman behind Verdun. Super utility man out of John Carroll, trying to get Augusta on the board. Nice snap at short by Vargas. Quick bounce, long throw. Able to hold the bag is Barroso. The Green Jackets threaten, but once again strand a pair of men in scoring position. Nothing, nothing after one. Polo and Mendoza each posting a zero.
Which of these individuals is not
Greg. It's that time for our biggest event of the year. It's our Not a Car Sale at all five locations. If you're interested in buying a Toyota, Nissan, Infiniti, Jeep, Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, we have an amazing 0-0 offer for you. That's zero money down and 0 per month payment. Want a new truck? Receive additional $1,000 in trading assistance. No payment for 90 days. When you do, I'll make your first two payments. Learn more. MyVehicleAdvantage.com.
All right, Green Jacket fans, let's see those muscles with our Flex Cam, presented by College Hunts, Hall and Junk, and move it. Come on, let's see those guns. All right, let's see those guns. Here we go.
Yeah.
Those are our models, defenders of the diamond. They are key kicking. Put your hands in the beach. There you go. Nice.
No score after one. Wood Ducks went down in quick succession in the top of the first. Ground out to second, fly out to left, and a strikeout of Baker Barroso. Good bounce back for Davis Polo in his first home start since June the 6th. First pitch swing from Pablo Guerrero, the DH, and he's over top of the slider, nothing and one. Polo working quickly, will miss low with the breaking ball, evening the count. Three hits in three games for Pablo Guerrero. Each one has gone for at least two bases, a pair of doubles, and one home run off the end of the bat, fouled away one and two. Guerrero 273 on the season so far, goes chasing the breaking ball, and that'll be strike three. We continue to apologize for the technical difficulties on our audio side. Currently undetermined, but we are promising to be better as the day goes along. Back-to-back strikeouts for Davis Polo. Retiring Guerrero swinging and Mejia looking. Nothing in one, the count on Jesus Moreno, the catcher. A rare appearance for him, called up about a week and a half ago. 1 for 16 so far, but that one was a solo homer. Line drive out to right field, hooking away from Cade Kern. And in front of the warning track, Kern makes the catch. So a rapidly paced 6 outs in 6 batters for Davis Polo. Green Jackets stranded 2 in the top of the first, and they'll come back to work looking to bring somebody home in the second.
Before season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles, available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hivepro.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rate, or or a reward or a signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
No score, bottom two. Noah Williams will lead off the second inning. First pitch swinging. Diving stop made by Barroso at first. A race to the bag, and the infield defense continues to impress for the Wood Ducks. After Joe Olsowski was put away on a 6-3 to end the first, this time it's the first baseman, Baker Barroso, taking a diving play to eliminate a hit for Noah Williams. Cade Kern, 1-for-9 so far this week. An RBI and a hit by pitch. Been on base a couple of times. Strong right-hander seeing a lefty for the first time today. Off-speed to the top of the zone, strike one. Nothing and one the count on Kern, who's back in right tonight. Played all three outfield positions so far and DH'd. High target, fastball low and inside. Mendoza, like Polo before him, working decently quickly. Trying to establish an early rhythm after he stranded two men in scoring position in the first. Kern pulls off the changeup, diving away from the bat, 1-2. Mendoza, first full season with the Down East Wood Ducks. Spent a majority of last year here as well. Kern takes the off-speed down 2-2. Check swing confirmed not to have gone by Dominic Romero. 4-4 with a 2.54 ERA for Mendoza. He was phenomenal in the month of July and trying to continue that into August. 2-2 home. Outside, ball three. Jackets got a double and a fielder's choice with an error to put second and third, one out in the first inning, but could not bring anybody home with the four or five hitters. Count full on Kern. Mendoza the 3-2. Lope down the right field line out of play. Mendoza's been up to 94 so far. That right there, the hardest pitch of the night. Seventh pitch of the AB. Soft ground ball towards Vargas. A Shedry Vargas up with it. Low throw snared by Barroso. Back-to-back batters retired in the second. Four of the five outs recorded by Mendoza have been on the ground. That's exactly what he lives to do. Green Jackets looking to elevate and celebrate. Junior Garcia got a ball in the air and had the double in the first. He's had the most successful approach. Lefty on lefty for the second baseman, Cam McGee. First pitch swinging on the slider straight back. Cam 1-for-5 with 4 strikeouts and an RBI single. Had 1 start in 3 games, also pinch hit on Wednesday for De La Cruz, who left early due to injury. Fastball tipped into the mitt, 0-2. McGee has not fared especially well against left-handed pitching, but has done his damage primarily against right-handers, looking to avoid the 1-2-3 second. Target is high, the 0-2. Fastball driven down the left field line. Alvarez on his horse, and it will fall foul onto the berm down the left field line. Heavy deal of slice from McGee off the end of the bat. Alvarez was playing decently close to the line to begin with, but it just kept hooking out of play, and he ran out of room. Fastball up and out could be a good setup pitch. We've seen Mendoza go back to the breaking ball after that a couple of times already tonight. Another 0-2. There is the slider, but it misses outside. Good pitch, better take from McGee. And those are the 1-2. Slider, strike 3, swinging. Went back to the well And both innings so far for Brian Mendoza have been zeros that have been capped off with a strikeout. No score after two. Polo and Mendoza going toe-to-toe.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree is grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I gonna watch? What food am I gonna order? Who am I gonna unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $2.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
No score through two. Davis Polo six up, six down with three strikeouts. It's been a bit of a rocky road since returning from a shoulder injury for Polo. A relief appearance that was three scoreless. Polo's gone 12 innings out of the pen this season without allowing an earned run. But in each of his last two starts, lasted just two innings. Polo's numbers have been, up until this point, better away from home. But so far strong against the Wood Ducks through two. Eric Alvarez leading off. His first at-bat of the week begins with a strikeout on the outside corner. Alvarez, 238 on the campaign. Right-handed hitting outfielder out in left tonight. Slider chopped away down the third baseline. And the Green Jacket outfield continues to run a heavy shift. We've seen it all week long and talked about it ad nauseum. To the pole side, the Wood Ducks have done most of their damage, but Noah Williams continues to play out in left center. Alvarez goes chasing the slider, tips it into the mid of Owen. Four strikeouts in two and a third for Davis Polo. This is the Polo the Green Jackets have dreamed of seeing. Still just 19 years old. He's listed at 6'1", 150. Added some frame, or added some muscle to the frame as the season's gone on, and that has made the stuff play up. Chandler Pollard, first pitch fastball at the letters. Throws his head back in disbelief. Didn't like the call from Liana Wicks. A good frame from Owen behind the dish. Polo's not messing around, just going right at the zone. Fastball up and in to even the count. Trusted the fastball and the slider well. From the windup, third straight fastball popped up on the right side. Verdung giving chase, but it will ride out of play beyond the Wood Duck dugout. Green Jackets trying to bring the seven-game win streak of the Wood Ducks to a close. Down East, the longest active streak in single-A baseball. Move their way from fifth to third in the North Division. 1-2 slider bounced away. Stayed up a bit longer than Polo would have liked. Nice snare by Juan Sanchez in the bullpen for the Green Jackets down the left field line. Polo's gone up to six innings this year. At a very efficient pace to start, but it's worth noting the Wood Ducks have been most dangerous this year so far, and this week especially, the second time through the order. Off-speed bounces in 2-2. That was pitch number 30 through 2 1/3 for Davis Polo. Tommy Speck, the left-hander, waits on deck. Second of two southpaws in the lineup. Downey's looking for their first runner of the night against Polo. Chasing in the dirt, strike three. Owen can't snare it. Pollard can fly, and he's on. It's strikeout number five, but a drop third strike off the side of the mid of Harry Owen. Gets the speedy Pollard on base. Chandler, the team leader in stolen bases. 32 in 35 attempts, but he's just one of three this week. Has been picked off, caught stealing, going second to third twice. Tommy Speck, 175 on the year. First at bat for him in four games this series. Pollard a big lead, not going. Ripped over the head of the first baseman, Verdung, and inside the line into the corner. Speck will head over to second. The throw hits off the glove of Olsovsky, and Speck is in safely with the double. Slightly out in front of the fastball, hooks it over the head of Verdung and just inside the right field line. Would have been a close play at second on a strong throw from Cade Kern, but Olsovsky trying to catch and tag in one motion. Couldn't keep the ball in the mitt. Second and third with just one out and back to the top of the order. Down East has been a microwave offense. Seemed to get going out of nowhere, and that's what they've done here. The drop third strike looming large. Wadi Mendez gets jammed and fouls a fastball back, nothing and one. Mendez grounded out to second in his only at bat. Corners in, middle back. Green Jackets up the center. Willing to trade a run for an out at this point. O-1 on the center fielder. He'll chase the changeup below the knees, nothing and two. Owen going down to both shin guards on that one, confirming everything stays close with a speedy runner at third. Ball would have to be hit decently hard to ensure an out at the plate. Pollard's getting a sizable secondary, and his speed is his defining characteristic. 0-2. This is low ball one. Mendez staying patient. High strikeout numbers for Wadi Mendez this season, 72 compared to just 28 walks. Been on the roster all summer long. Polo out of the stretch, men at second and third. Strike three, swinging on the change. Six strikeouts for Davis Polo. Polo has all three pitches working for the K-Stuff. We watched in the top of the first, Brian Mendoza leave two on, second and third with one out. Polo inheriting a similar situation, now trying to down a Shedri Vargas who flew out to the fence. Off speed in the dirt, ball one. Vargas 6 of 15, two homers, three RBIs. Does have four strikeouts, however. Polo has picked up where Garrett Bauman and Didier Fuentes left off on Tuesday and Wednesday, starters with high K numbers against Down East. Good slider, 1-1. The tightest we've seen the breaking ball from Polo this season. 15th appearance, 12th start. Already a career high in innings at 54 and a third. Trying to strand a pair and post three consecutive zeros. Vargas waving at the slider once more. There's something about the way Polo is tunneling that slider with the fastball tonight. Is working full time for him. Outfield shifted up the middle. A lot of space down both lines. Three straight off speeds from Polo. 1-2. Towards third base. Over the head of McGee and into the wide open left field corner. That'll score two. Williams just now tracking it down. Vargas will put the brakes on at second. A two-out, two-run double puts the Wood Ducks in front. Slider caught just enough plate, and once again, like we've seen so often for Down East this week, a well-located swing with two strikes adds a couple runs to the scoreboard. Vargas with RBIs 34 and 35 on the season ups his team lead. Baker Barroso will bat to extend the third inning as Harry Owen goes out for the meeting. It all started with the drop third strike. Pollard chasing a breaking ball nearly in the other batter's box, but Harry Owen looked like he got caught between going to the backhand and moving his body for a block. Hit off the underside of the mitt and careened away. Specked with a bloop double. And then Vargas doing the same thing on the opposite side. First pitch slider, once again Barroso chases. Plenty of swings and misses enticed by Polo. Right now on the wrong side of a 2-0 ball game. Polo hasn't seen a ton of run support this year. Hoping to change that in the middle innings for the offense. Change up in 1-1. We continue to apologize for the crackling and the echo on the audio. Something going on tonight that we just can't shake. Polo the 1-1. Slider popped up, straight back and out. Owen gave it a look, but never took more than a step behind from home. Quickly realizing that was out of the stadium entirely, 1-2. Two outs, two strikes, and a man at second for the second batter in a row. Shedry Vargas, the two-run double, the difference maker so far. Polo will step off and give a fake throw out to second base. It was a time play intended for De La Cruz. De La Cruz broke early, and that allowed Vargas to get back standing before Polo had even released the baseball. One, two on Baker Barroso. Slider, strike three. Davis Polo gets four strikeouts in the third inning, but the drop third strike and a pair of doubles from Specht and Vargas make it 2-0 down east halfway through the third.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in section 107, row C, seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with a skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Two runs, here's Guerrero, first pitch to him. Up the middle, a base hit, wasted no time. Pablo Guerrero, who struck out his first time up, has a single into center field. The time it was the fastball by Polo, 91, left it over the plate. Noah was talking about missing in the big part of the zone is going to be the downfall. And that's what happened right there, is Guerrero, a hot shot back where it came from. Esteban Mejia, the third baseman, takes one low and away, 90 on a yanked fastball by Polo. Boy, he was in a groove. His fifth strikeout of the game was a drop third, and Pollard went around to score. He's been unlucky from the stretch he works. That's a soft tapper. Oh, what a play! They'll go to second for one. The bounce throw is not in time to get Mejia, but what an athletic play by Polo behind the mound, showing off the hops. Using the vertical as they get the lead runner. And there's one down now in the fourth. So that'll disband of Guerrero on the base paths. Now just Mejia at first after the fielder's choice. A 1-4 fielder's choice. Jesus Moreno, the catcher. For the righty, swings at a slider. Strike one. Good pitch by Polo, tunneling the slider with the fastball. Moreno, 0-59. 1-17 this season. Righty-righty matchup. Throwback to first, and it's not in time. Mejia not necessarily a steal threat. Six-hole hitter Moreno down, no balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. Another swing and a miss at a slider low and away. Polo has been using that off-speed pitch to a premium. He's ahead, no balls and two strikes. Works from the center of the slab. Glove at his belt. And he uncorks the 0-2 pitch. Long pause. And will finally throw back to first. So Polo had a staring contest with Harry Owen right there. And then elected to check on the runner Mejia, who's at first. 2-0 down east. And he scored both of those runs in the third. Here's the pitch. Runner takes off. Swing and a miss. There's strike three. As taking second base is Mejia. And I believe Mejia will be out on the base paths. Catcher or batter interference on the part of Moreno, who had to lunge to chase that slider away. And he swung at strike three, interfered with the throw for Harry Owen. And out on the base paths is Mejia. There's a third out of the inning. And we're going to head to break with the Green Jackets coming to the plate down by two on the other side.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Welcome back to SRP Park, overlooking the Savannah River, as the Down East Wood Ducks hold a 2-0 lead over the Green Jackets as we enter the bottom of the fourth inning. 5, 6, and 7, two up for Augusta, still facing the lefty Mendoza on the mound. His first offering to Olsovsky is at the knees inside for ball one. Joe Olsovsky playing shortstop today, was the first baseman in yesterday's contest, hit a home run. Checks his swing there on a pitch away for ball two. 82 miles an hour out of the hand of Mendoza. Mendoza's been working well. He's given up three hits, four strikeouts. That's a ground ball to third on two hops. Mejia will take it. His flip is in time across the diamond. One out now in the fourth. That's the second ground out for Olsovsky. One to short and that one to third.
And we saw during that last half inning, Ireland was still up and moving, but not a surprise that once Mendoza worked out of that third, they'd like to see him go through four or five if possible, going back out and trying to go through another quick inning.
Another righty, Williams takes one high and away for ball one. 81 miles an hour on the changeup that time from Mendoza. Williams, the switch hitter, swinging it from the right side. There's a strike on an off speed, 1-1. Williams was robbed of a hit by a great play from Barroso, the first baseman, his last time up. 1-1 offering. Swinging a fly ball, tailing away towards foul territory and right, and does go foul just beyond the opposing bullpen, which is in play.
Williams has looked so much more comfortable over the last couple weeks from both sides of the plate, and if he can emerge from the right side, could be a huge boost down the stretch.
Takes strike three at the knees. And another strikeout for Mendoza, his fifth of the contest, and there's two down in the fourth.
Very clear Willie was sitting something else right there, just didn't like what he saw. It found the corner perfectly, but his expression summed up everything, just hands up, wasn't ready for it.
Yeah, Williams was pitched backwards there, was froze on the fastball. Then taking a first pitch strike is Cade Kern. Right fielder today, playing in his 75th game for the Green Jackets. 0-1, take it on the outside. Now ball and a strike. Two outs, nobody on the base paths for the Green Jackets. They've left two on the base paths twice. That was in the first and the third innings. They're in search of their first base runner in this fourth frame. But Mendoza has been mowing them down. Now two balls and a strike and the count into Kern. inside again on the fastball, tailed away towards the glove side for Mendoza. A three-ball count for Cade Kern. He's taken 23 walks this year. He struck out 86 times, trying to erase that ratio. The 3-1. Ground ball up the middle, past the glove of Mendoza. Taking it behind the second base bag is Pollard, and he makes the play over the first. A 1-2-3 fourth for Mendoza as he gets a couple of ground outs and a K as we'll head to the fifth, 2-0 down east.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Down east lead 2-0 as we start the top of the fifth. Polo's still out there on the mound. He'll face the bottom third of the Wood Ducks order. We'll start off with the left fielder, Eric Alvarez, who was one of four strikeouts in the third inning. Rare you see a 4K frame, but that is what Polo tossed in the top of the third. One of those was a dropped third, of course. Pollard ended up scoring. He's on deck as Alvarez digs in the righty's batter's box.
This has been a classic Davis Polo outing. We saw so many of these in the first half. Solid, maybe one mistake, some bad luck, and on the wrong side of a shutout.
Fills up the strike zone on a first pitch fastball. Ahead, no balls and a strike. Alvarez in his 62nd game this year for Down East. At the top of the zone, gets the call. Nothing in two to start off for Polo, his first batter of the fifth. And taking time is Alvarez. Had a long stare at Liana Ricks after that strike call. 0-2. Missed on a fastball that time above the zone. Trying to go back-to-back-to-back heaters to get the strikeout. See if he can tunnel the slider after three straight fastballs. And the next offering is a slider. No swing from Alvarez.
Caden Morton's been back and forth to the bullpen a couple times. Ireland's back up throwing for Down East. Sooner rather than later, this is going to become a bullpen game.
2-2. Swing and a miss. Holding on is Owen to the foul tip. And a great job, use of the fastball for Polo as he gets another strikeout. That's his ninth.
We saw the slider early be the put-away pitch here. Second and third time through the order, Polo's gone to that fastball up. Being able to adjust batter-to-batter, inning-to-inning, so crucial for a young pitcher.
Back-to-back K's for Polo. First pitch hit in the air. Left field and deep. Williams is back, and he runs out of room. A solo homer for Chandler Pollard. That's his second of the season, and it's now 3-0 for the Wood Ducks.
Well, the fastball gives and the fastball takes away. That was Pollard sitting dead red on the heat, and for a Georgia kid to come back the closest to home he can, it's a good moment for him with family in attendance, but for Polo, just a decent mistake.
And the Kennesaw, Georgia native, fifth-round pick in 2022 by the Rangers. Strikes with a solo shot with one out in the fifth. Nine-hole hitter Tommy Speck takes a strike.
Polo's allowed five home runs this season. All have come here. Has not liked pitching at home.
Swing and a miss. Good changeup by Polo. Had no balls and two strikes. Trying to bounce back after giving up the home run to Pollard. Meanders around the slab. Now starts his wind. That one gets through the wickets of Harry Owen.
And you've seen as soon as Polo gave up the homer on the fastball, he's gone nothing but off speed since, trying to work in and out, but eventually he's going to have to reclaim that heater.
Facing the lefty, Speck, as he misses low and in for ball two. Speck had the double his last time up. It was softly hit. He's still trying to figure out the bat this season. Takes one up high, ball three. Came in batting 179, played in single A last year, still trying to work up the ranks in the Rangers organization. Full count offering. Popped up. Fly ball to left field. Getting it is Williams. He's under it. It's a majestic fly ball in the air forever as finally Williams snags it in for the inning second out.
That's one Specht wanted back. You could hear his frustration from all the way up here as he spiked the bat. Got a fastball in a decent portion of the zone on a 3-2, and he's had a lot of those this season. Bit of a step back from last year. Really just trying to reclaim what he had when he was coming out of high school.
Juany Méndez swinging a first pitch, a rope into left field. A single for Méndez, third time through now for Polo. And that is another hit in this inning. Two of them now that Polo has given up. And the fifth of the game for the Wood Ducks.
Elvin Nina just came sprinting out. That's the fastest we've seen Nina move all season, immediately going out. And I don't know if our cameras caught it, but there were two baseballs on the field at that one. Looked like something kicked away as Caden Morton gets loose in the bullpen for Augusta. Hit off the glove of Jose Marcano, the bullpen catcher, and was inside the third base line when that ball went into left.
Yeah, there was two balls in fair territory. And, of course, it was Méndez who hit one eerily close to the loose baseball that was on the field. A lengthy mound visit here. Liana Ricks is trying to hurry things up as Polo has to deal with two outs and a runner at first. Ashedri Vargas, the shortstop, had a two-run double his last time up. That was the icing on the cake for the 2-0 lead that the Wood Ducks turn into a 3-0 lead this inning with Pollard's home run. A righty-righty matchup. First pitch into Vargas. He takes one off home plate for ball one. He's had a fantastic series. And seeing the ball well, you do not want to miss a location special and a fastball to the shortstop.
Number 18 prospect in the Rangers organization in the preseason. He's the highest-ranked guy on this roster. The bat is always going to play. There's been some questions about the defense, but what he can do with the stick in his hands knows no bounds.
1-0 pitch. Lunges at a slider. Runner takes off for second. Good throw. Good tag, but not in time as Méndez swipes second base. His 19th of the season. Unpopular here among the home Green Jacket crowd, but a good job on a bit of a swim move by Méndez to avoid the tag.
Eerily similar to Luis Guanipa's steal. Looked like a snap tag. Got right before the hand hit, but both of them called safe on a late call from Dominic Romero.
Last pitch with a swing and a miss. That one's golfed to left field, heading towards the line. A fair ball into the corner. It'll score another run. Vargas will hit second base and stop there after a lengthy turn. His second double of the evening. He now has three runs driven in, and it's 4-0 for Down East.
How many times can you do the exact same thing and find success? It's been Vargas twice tonight, hooking sliders just inside the left field line with nobody in the same area code. It's not the first time that's happened this week either. Green Jackets have been willing to give up the left field line all week long, and Down East's handful of righties just continue to take advantage.
Polo has given up two runs in this frame. Now 4-0 for the Woodies. Righty-righty matchup. Barroso, a half-hearted swing back to the mound. Snared by Polo. He'll underhand flip to first, and the inning concludes. But two runs come across in the top of the fifth for Down East, and they extend their lead as it was Vargas who shot a double into left field. We'll be back in the home half of the fifth when we come back.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles, available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hivepro.shop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered.
Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Another lefty on the rubber for the Wood Ducks. It's Thomas Ireland, a 22-year-old in his second stint with Down East. He's making his 2024 single-A debut as this is his season opener, as he'll face Cam McGee, Wilmer De La Cruz, and Juanipa, two up in this frame.
Ireland's got decent strikeout numbers, good stuff from a high frame, but he does get barreled around a little bit. Was in the complex league all season long. Four home runs and a handful more of extra bases. Green Jackets need a handful, but don't need them all at once.
First pitch, high and tight, into Cam McGee. Got one at-bat in the ninth inning a couple nights ago as he was a defensive replacement for the then-injured Wilmer De La Cruz. Today, they're sharing the infield. That one's hit high in the air, tailing towards the line and left. Giving it a run is Alvarez at the wall. It'll go foul. Now a ball and a strike into Cam McGee, the first batter that Ireland's facing. Mendoza went four innings, three hits, no runs, no walks, five Ks. 73 total pitches for the lefty. And a 20-year-old turning in a good start for the Woodies.
Second consecutive start for Down East where they have a starter go scoreless but not go fives. Well, it'll be a bullpen decision one way or another.
4-0 lead for the Wood Ducks. And the next pitch. McGee, ground ball left side. That gets through into left field. A single. Cam McGee's now 1-for-2. And a good start to the fifth inning for Augusta.
McGee's existence seems to be based around going the opposite way. It is a look of shock on the coaches when he pulls the ball, even in batting practice. But if he's going to pepper that opposite side and they're going to leave that portion of the shift open, it's going to work.
That was his second hit this year against a left-handed pitcher. Now Wilmer De La Cruz. He'll take a strike on a first pitch. That's a changeup, excuse me, by Ireland. De La Cruz struck out swinging in the third. Playing in his third game for Augusta. Was 2-for-2 in his debut. Had a hit last night as well. It's a ground ball to third, chop foul outside the bag.
Raven Corona's joined the movement in the bullpen for the Green Jackets. It was Morton up during that inning. Polo's been efficient despite the four runs allowed. So if you're looking for longevity, you could send him out for the sixth. Morton appeared ready and waiting, however.
De La Cruz waits the 0-2. Fly ball to left. It'll stay in the park. Under it is Alvarez. He'll now come in on a jog and make the catch head high. There's one out now with still a runner at first. McGee. He'll flip the lineup card over back to Juanipa.
It's a dangerous location on an 0-2 changeup. Luckily for Ireland, De La Cruz got a bit underneath it. But certainly not one he wants to make a habit of.
18-year-old center fielder swinging it from the right side to face Ireland. Juanipa right through the first pitch for strike one. Another off speed. And the first offering for Ireland. He's been mixing up his offerings a ton.
Following
so
that same playbook as Mendoza, just going changeup, slider heavy, especially against righties.
They've been throwing the entire arsenal. Nothing to hide for the Wood Ducks on the mound. Another ground ball to third. This time waiting on is Mejia, who go to second for one. On to first, and it's not in time. Beating it out is Juanipa. Plenty of speed, but they do get the lead runner. There's now two down in the fifth.
Jackets trade plus base runner for plus base runner. It hit so quickly into the grass in front of home. Mejia didn't have much of a chance. Mejia and Pollard both did everything right, but Guanipa is known as much for his speed as any other tool at this point in his career, and he beat that out rather smoothly.
Here is Junior Garcia, the DH. Played in yesterday's game as well. He was a right fielder in that contest. Takes one below the knees for ball one. Had a double in the first. But was stranded at third. Got to third a very unorthodox way. Got in a pickle and then got out of it.
You won't see many of those this year.
Garcia trying to get on base to extend the inning. That gets away from Moreno, taking off for second. Here's Juanipa, and he'll get there.
Bit of bad luck for Moreno. Did everything he could. That ball was so far outside. Couldn't do much more than stick the glove out and just hit off the heel. But rather than bouncing forward or to somewhere he could run it down, happened to hop between the legs of Liana Ricks and way away from his reach.
With a fortunate bounce, the Green Jackets have a runner in scoring position. The 2-0. Into left field, a base hit. Held at third is Guanipa. They're now at the corners. They did not want to test the arm of Alvarez with two outs.
Well, that was a bullet from Garcia. First multi-hit game of his Green Jackets career. Maybe hit a little too hard as Alvarez had plenty of time to come up throwing. That's the first hit for Augusta with a man in scoring position tonight. Have to do it one more time to get on the board.
Well, Noah, this is the guy you want, Will Verdung. 26 runs batted in. Most by any Augusta Green Jacket. Batting 210 this year. Does have two long balls. Lefty-righty matchup. They're on the corners. And a first pitch low. Just downstairs by Ireland. Another off-speed on the first pitch.
Verdung's put some good at-bats together. Been on base twice despite not leaving the infield. Had a good day against the starter.
He awaits on the 1-0. Takes that one in the dirt. You mentioned earlier Verdung at an Itawamba Community College in Mississippi. He was verbally committed to Southern Miss at the time that he was drafted by the Braves. That was the 13th round in 2023.
And just like you and I, a Coastal Plains League alum, he was with the High Point Thomasville High Toms last summer, slated to be an all-star before the draft.
The 2-0 pitch. That's in the inside corner for a strike. Another 80-mile-an-hour changeup by Ireland.
Shows the trust he has in that 2-0 pitch, going to the off-speed, just continuing to avoid the fastball, especially in those hitter-heavy counts.
Two balls and a strike, two outs, runners on the corners. The kick and the pitch. Ground ball to third on a backhand, and charging is Mejia. He'll go across the diamond in time to beat out Verdung. And the Green Jackets leave two on the base pads for the third time in the game. They fail to score in the fifth, and it's still a 4-0 lead for Down East.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Beating them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Back here in North Augusta as the Green Jackets trail the Down East Wood Ducks 4-0. A new pitcher on the mound for Augusta is Caden Morton, a righty featuring a fastball slider changeup mix. First year pitching on the mound, was originally drafted as a position player in 2019, but in the year 2024 has made the change, and he's looking for something out the bullpen that'll work for him.
Yeah, worked as a reliever last time out and had a scoreless inning against Myrtle Beach's vaunted offense. Morton's been more comfortable as a reliever this season, and he'll try to give you a few innings here in the backside, try to preserve the pen for the weekend.
Yeah, 4 2/3 innings pitched as a reliever. 5 Ks, 5 walks in those 4 2/3. He'll face the meat of the order, starting off with Chiaro, the designated hitter. And a single on the first pitch he saw from Polo his last time to the dish. Well, the righty bends his knees and awaits the pitch. The first one from Morton is up high on a fastball, 90 miles an hour out of the right arm.
Morton will live upstairs with that fastball, gets a decent ride at the top of the zone and works the slider well off of it.
The 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss, and back to that fastball at 90. Well, the Texas native, drafted out of high school, now trying to figure out what works best for him on the mound. Here's the 1-1. Another fastball, that one upstairs. Guerrero playing in his fourth game, just got the call up, just turned 18.
Celebrated that birthday in style, your first single-A homer. Good day for Guerrero all the way around.
Takes the 2-0 in the dirt, the first slider that we saw from Morton. A little too much bite on the off-speed. He's down 3 balls and a strike to the first batter he's facing. Guerrero with impressive power numbers early in his single-A career. That one's roped to center field. Ranging back is Juanipa, and he'll travel to his left to make the catch. So a fly ball out for Morton, his first of the sixth inning.
Didn't concede on the 3-1. You certainly can't with Guerrero at the plate. Still good wood on it, but just far enough towards the corner to avoid the barrel. That's what you're looking for in that situation for Morton.
Mejia is struck out looking his first time up, reached on a fielder's choice in the fourth. And he takes the first pitch above the letters. 92 on the fastball from Caden Morton. It start to trickle up on the velocity.
Was up into the mid-90s in the Complex League. You wonder what the ceiling on the velo really is.
Swing and a miss. Good. Tight slider at 82. Now 1-1. Made 3 starts down in the Complex League. Couple of starts, but mostly out the pin here in Augusta. From the wind, the 1-1.
Morton's an intriguing guy in the sense that if you give him a full offseason to focus solely on pitching and build up through spring training, he's so athletic and there's such a live arm, you really feel like there's a lot more to be unlocked.
The 2-1, swing and a miss by Esteban Mejia, the third baseman, is playing great defense at the hot corner. Came into this game batting 229. Now at 224 after the fielder's choice in the strikeout. 2 balls and 2 strikes for Morton. He shakes once, agrees on a sign with his catcher, Harry Owen. And he deals the pitch. Just a tad up high, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes.
It's a good take for Mejia with that ball riding at the top of the zone. That's where Morton loves to get his swings and misses.
Deep breath from Morton. The 3-2. Fouled back. A good spoil on a fastball from Mejia. Stays at a full count. Mejia's walked 14 times this year, struck out 39. Playing in his 31st game for the Texas Rangers affiliate. Faces the full count offering. Another foul to the screen. Identical back-to-back pitches. And the same result off the bat of Mejia.
This Wood Duck team has had some strikeouts. There's no denying that. But, boy, do they put up a fight time after time. You have to earn every punch out you get.
Here's the 3-2 again. Into center field. Coming in as Guanipa lays out. Comes up with the catch. A dazzling play in center field from the Braves' eighth-ranked prospect. And he takes a hit away from Mejia.
That's what Guanipa can do. Between Isaiah Drake and Luis Guanipa, the Green Jackets fans have been spoiled with the defense in center. Phenomenal glove, strong bat, too. There's a reason Guanipa has all the excitement of this whole system.
Now, Carlos Maldonado, the third base coach and manager for Down East, will try and talk his way into the umpires' gathering to make a change on this call, but it will be unsuccessful. We'll play on. There's two away. Morton trying to deal a clean inning here in the sixth. Jesus Moreno, the catcher's in his way. He's 0-2 with a strikeout.
That's worth fighting for, but that's a tough call to get overturned with the home plate umpire Ricks even further away than the field umpire was.
First pitch is a looper in for a strike at 79. Moreno with some sporadic starts. He's played two games since being back to down east. That was on the 21st. Swing and a miss. 90-mile-an-hour fastball from Caden Morton. That looks sharp in this inning. He's ahead nothing and two.
Moreno just has the unfortunate luck of being stuck behind Julian Brock, who's the definition of a workhorse behind the plate.
The 0-2. Fouled back over the press box. Now he's getting a start basically every fourth day at this point. Did spend some time up in high A. That was only a couple games. At the moment, he's batting 0-56. Morton trying to dispose of him. And does. 91 miles an hour as he rears back and powers the fastball past Moreno. A 1-2-3, sixth inning for Caden Morton on the mound. And the Green Jackets have some work to do when they come back to the plate.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster. And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Back here in Augusta, Harry Owen will lead things off facing Ireland on the mound. Down east have a 4-0 lead as the Jackets' offense has been kept quiet. 4, 5, and 6, the meat of the order, starting off with the catcher, Harry Owen. Ireland, the southpaw, fires the first pitch, and it's up high.
It was a solid start for Polo. A couple mistakes, including the long ball to Pollard, but a career-high 9 strikeouts. There's a lot of positives to build on for the young righty.
Ireland with 2 hits given up his last inning as that one's fouled back by Owen. Ball and a strike now.
And interesting that the only 2 hits came from the left side. That's something the Green Jackets have been looking to do, is left-on-left damage.
The righty Owen swinging a miss there. It's now a ball and 2 strikes as the leadoff man in the 6th.
In the complex league this season, lefties 229, righties 310 against Ireland. So the longer the Green Jackets' new barrage of right-handers gets a chance, the better you have to feel about the potential results.
He'll unleash the 1-2. That's above the letters. 2 balls and 2 strikes now to Owen. First time facing Ireland. Ireland had to deal with some base traffic, but got out of it with a ground ball to third in that last frame. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. 91 on the fastball from the left side for Ireland, and he has struck out his first batter in single A in 2024 with that pitch.
Just great arm side run. Owen's swing got a little bit long, and that was all the difference Ireland needed.
Osovsky, the shortstop. 2 ground outs today from the right side. Takes the first pitch on the corner for a ball. Ireland was clamoring for that strike call, didn't get it. A ball and no strikes to Oslavsky. He'll take one below the knees. He's ahead 2-0.
It's back-to-back veteran takes. Oslavsky's patience has been his best characteristic at the plate so far this year, and it's good to see it continue.
Next pitch. That's a slow tapper to short. Shedry Vargas with a quick fire into first, and it is dug out at first base by Barroso.
Baker Barroso's bailed out the left side of the infield a couple times tonight. Nobody in minor league baseball has more errors than a Shedry Vargas. He's made some highlight reel plays this week, but almost had error number 27 on the season if it wasn't for Baker Barroso.
And now Noah Williams will come to bat with two away. Nobody on the base paths. Takes the first pitch for a ball. Now, Ireland hasn't had to deal with much, especially in this inning, but he has not gotten the first pitch strike. And the count is Williams, and he takes a strike there. Thought about swinging. He's 0 for 2. Looked at a called strike 3 his last time up. Came into this game batting 213. Does have a long ball. Swing and a miss. Ball and two strikes. Ireland stuff looks to be electric in this sixth inning.
Found his groove, worked out of danger in the fifth, and that can give a pitcher so much confidence. We've seen it happen right before our eyes here in this inning.
1-2 pitch, and a called strike 3. Second time Williams has been backwards K'd, and there is a scoreless frame for Ireland on the mound. Led to the seventh with Down East up by 4.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441. Good things are happening
at SRP. Back for the top of inning number 7, Noah Adcock Howarth alongside Graham Simpson. Green Jackets trailing 4-0 through 6. Augusta's left 6 on in 6 innings. Solid start from Davis Polo, but a handful of key extra base hits have the Wood Ducks in front. Down East looking for their 8th straight win overall, 4th in a row against the Green Jackets, and Caden Morton back to the mound after a 1-2-3 6th. It'll be Alvarez, Pollard, and Specht. 7-8-9, 2 righties and a lefty. 8 and 9 have both been effective so far. Eric Alvarez looking to reach base for the first time. Morton begins inning number 7 with the first pitch fastball outside. Alvarez a pair of strikeouts against Polo. 236 on the season from the right side. Consecutive misses just off the outside corner. Caden looking to reestablish and prove himself a versatile multi-inning weapon. Infield to the pole side in the twilight. Morton spins and deals. Fouled straight back. Consistently at 90 on the dot so far in inning number 7. Morton up to 92 in his first frame of work. There's been a growing level of comfort and confidence for him every time he takes the mound. Deep breath in the 2-1. Slider popped up into shallow left. Olsowski a long run out towards the line, and he will make the catch in foul territory. Nobody else over there, and the field general takes matters into his own hands. Olsowski, a nice play for out number 1.
And he went a long way, but tracked it the entire time. It was above the light, so it was tough for Cam McGee, the third baseman, had a different vantage point to it than Olsowski did, but he made a great play. And Morton, you can tell the confidence grows with every pitch, especially on that fastball. He is not missing many locations at the moment.
That's why there's a lot of excitement and has been since Morton first took the mound. Chandler Pollard takes a called strike 1. had his second home run of the season last time up. First pitch fastball at the letters against Davis Polo, and he elevated just to the right of the video board in left center field. Morton, the 0-1 outside. Green Jackets have a handful of players in the bullpen stretching in various capacities, Raymond Corona chief among them. But Morton's gone up to five innings twice this year. He would have no problems at this current pace going all the way if you needed him to. Fastball in the corner gets the call from Liana Ricks, 1-2.
Yeah, saw him before the game throwing flat ground. He's a very loose guy. Not much is going to faze him when he's pitching.
Been around a while, even if he's new to the mound, and a huge boon in the clubhouse. Fastball, Pollard down swinging. Two strikeouts for Morton, two strikeouts for Pollard, and he's put away for the first time after reaching on the drop third in the third.
That fastball has some late life to it, and that's what missed the barrel of Pollard. You can tell, cool as a cucumber on the mound for Morton. He made that strikeout look easy.
You feel like there's more in the tank. We'll see how much more Caden gets as his career goes on, but this is what people expected when he took the mound. Specht trying to bunt against the shift. Morton, the bare hand and the throw. That's the wrong pitcher to work against. Caden Morton fields his position beautifully, and back-to-back 1-2-3 frames. Time to stretch at SRP. 4-0 Wood Ducks in the seventh.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Six hits for Downey. No runs on five hits for Augusta as Kerman takes a change up on the corner. Raven Corona starting to throw for the Jackets in the pen. Right now, Ireland, the pitcher of record. Flared out of play by Kern, nothing and two. First game back at the single A level, and Ireland has looked like he hasn't missed a beat. Kern widens out slightly prior to the 0-2. Ireland home. And foul back once more. Fastball and then a subsequent changeup tunneled well. Kern's been off the end of the bat on each of those two pitches.
Nothing in two. Outside, back-to-back changeups for ball one. Ireland, a 13th round pick back in 2021 out of Polk State Junior College in Florida. Home with the 1-2. In the air, out to left. Alvarez went back. Now comes screaming in, and out goes Vargas to make a running catch. Off the end of the bat, it was misread by the left fielder, Eric Alvarez, and Vargas continues to dominate the defensive side.
Yeah, Vargas shows his range as he went pretty deep into left field. You mentioned Alvarez did not get a good jump at all, and not often you see your left fielder give way on a bad jump and the shortstop make a catch, but that was the case there.
It's not a case where Alvarez lost the ball in the twilight. McGee takes a first pitch off speed high and tight. But simply, the swing from Kern was a lot stronger than the result, as the ball found the edge of the bat rather than the barrel. And so what looked like it could have been crushed ended up coming in. Fastball on the corner, 1-1 on the left-handed third baseman. McGee is 1-for-2, singled and then was out at second on a fielder's choice so far in two ABs. Ireland goes to the slider and gets McGee waving 1-2. Ireland originally out of Regina in Saskatchewan. Canadian native, came all the way to the Sunshine State for college ball and made his way to Texas following that. Slider off the outside corner. Called strike three by Liana Ricks. Second strikeout for Thomas Ireland. Both of them have been backwards so far, and he's put down the last six batters he's faced.
Yeah, beautiful pitch sequence there into McGee. Finished him off with the off speed. And McGee was on his heels that entire at bat as Ireland is being very aggressive early in counts.
Wilmer De La Cruz trying to lay down a bunt from the right side with Mejia playing back. Not the first time we've seen him try that this week, but he comes up empty on the changeup. That'll bring Mejia even with the bag at third. Same thing for Barroso at first. 0-1 off speed on the inside corner. Where were they hiding this guy? Thomas Ireland spending 13 games, the entirety of the complex league season, down in Arizona.
He has not missed a beat tonight.
Nothing in two to De La Cruz. On the ground to Vargas once more. Busy man on to first. Back-to-back, three up, three down innings for Thomas Ireland. Seven straight batters retired, and the Jackets on the wrong side of a shutout through seven.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen brings Raben Corona into the fray. Two hitless innings for Caden Morton with a pair of strikeouts. He's now worked 3 1/3 consecutive scoreless dating back to the end of the All-Star break. Raben Corona, appearance number 22 from the right side. 3-3, a 6.82 ERA this year, and has been solid as of late. Traditionally a pitch-to-contact type of arm, has limited the barrels over his last couple of outings. He'll start out at the top of the Wood Duck order. Waddy Mendez getting his fourth at bat. He's 1-for-3 with a run scored. Singled, stole second, and came home in the fifth. Fastball low and inside at 95 for Corona. He'll live 92 to 95. Decent slider and a changeup behind that. Infield shifted to the pull side on the left-handed center fielder. Fastball at the knees, 1-1.
The relief pitchers have owned the last two innings. Six up, six down for both Morton and Ireland. See if Corona can get an encore performance of Morton.
Ball and a strike out of the stretch. Swatted into right field, and Mendez will be the first base runner since the fifth inning. Slider stayed up just enough, and back-to-back hits in back-to-back at-bats for Waddy Mendez.
And just turned on one there and left no doubt about it. A laser into right field. Kern broke in, but soon realized he had no chance of making the catch. That was blistered off the bat.
Corona just over a strikeout per inning, but does pitch to contact. Both righties and lefties hitting over 300 against him. Shedry Vargas in the box. Runner goes on the first pitch, and there is no chance out at second. Mendez is 2-for-2 swiping bases tonight. 20 of 22 this season. Corona never paid him a bit of mind, and that eliminates a double play opportunity immediately.
Yeah, interesting. A guy who has 19 stolen bags, had one earlier in the game, was going on the first move. Interesting, no pickoff attempt there.
Corona, the 1-0 hard hit on the ground to third. McGee will look the runner back to second and find Verdung for the first out of the eighth.
And that ball was hard hit to McGee at third. And without that stolen base, might have been a double play because of how sharply it was. But a good job by Cam McGee to look the runner back.
Certainly makes a difference, and that's what speed can do for you. Both of these teams know that very well. Ducks up 4-0, top eight, and looking to add to that with Baker Barroso at the dish. Fastball swatted foul in on the hands. Wood Ducks 2 in the 3rd and 2 in the 5th. Two-run double from a Shedry Vargas got the scoring started against Davis Polo. Solo shot from Chandler Pollard opened the 5th, and Vargas with another RBI double. He has 3 of the 4 runs on the day. Corona an inside move, not looking to be caught unawares a second time against Mendez. Looking to keep Augusta close. Jackets 4 runs behind with 6 outs to play with. Fastball fouled off the mask of Harrio and nothing in 2.
Barroso 0-for-3 on the day, but he's a guy you want to keep quiet. If he gets into one at this stage in the game, a comeback effort might be too little too late.
Had a long 2-run blast yesterday off the video board in left center field.
I would give him something to chase at 0-2.
Have to figure that's Corona's intention. Slider has been his put-away pitch all season. 0-2 home. Fastball. Swatted back again off the windows of the suite level. Just keeping everybody's head on a swivel up top beyond the press box.
The last heater was at 95 from Corona, so a little extra oomph to it. Get a called strike or a swinging strike.
Green Jackets have not proved themselves friendly to some of the Northern Division teams. Fastball popped up beyond shortstop. Olsavsky drifting back into shallow left. Calls off Noah Williams for the second out. There's been a lot of wishful thinking from the Salem Red Sox and Fredericksburg Nationals alike that Augusta would put the Wood Ducks at bay and give both of those squads a better chance at the Northern Division crown. Has not happened so far. Fred Nat's up 5-4 on the Hillcats in the top of the 9th. Salem hasn't gotten off the ground. They're in a delayed start against Kannapolis at Atrium Health Ballpark. 2 outs and a man at second for the dangerous DH Pablo Guerrero. Takes a slider at the knees. Son of Vlad Sr. Has all the power of his family ties. 4-for-14 to start off his single-A career. Slider below the knees, 1-1. River Dogs continue to dominate the second half. They're up 5-2 in the 9th against the Mudcats of Carolina. Myrtle Beach up 1-0 on a pitcher's duel in Delmarva. And the Fireflies and Woodpeckers deadlocked at 7 in the 6th. Guerrero was expecting a breaking ball, a half-hearted attempt on the fastball, 1-2. Raven looking to match the pair of zeros posted by Caden Morton before him. Working around the leadoff single and steal, 1-2. In the dirt, big secondary from Mendez, but he'll be sternly looked back by Owen. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs.
And a great job by Owen as well to keep that in front of him. You know you got an eager runner at second base.
Owen's been strong defensively all season long. 2-2 pitch. Strike 3 on the slider. Corona goes to that big bender and leaves Mendez stranded out at second base. We're halfway through the 8th. Green Jack is still trying to get on the scoreboard. 4-0 ball game, and Ireland headed back to the mound.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles, available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate, or shop online anytime at www.hivepro.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Bottom of the eighth on Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight. And so far, the Wood Ducks have played the role of villain perfectly. Two runs in each of the third and fifth innings and a 4-0 lead. Combination of Brian Mendoza and Thomas Ireland have stymied Augusta's offense. Back at the top of the order, Luis Guanipa, 1-for-3 so far. Reached on a fielder's choice his last time up. First pitch slider bounces in.
Second time through for Ireland. He's been very economical, now 40 pitches on that first one there.
Worked out of danger in his first inning in that bottom of the fifth, and smooth sailing since. Late swing from Guanipa on the running fastball, 1-1.
He has retired the last seven.
Luis's bat has come along week by week and has added to that hit total substantially in this campaign. Pulls off the off-speed 1-2. Luis 4-for-16, 250 on the week, and 4 RBIs to go with it. Behind 1-2 on Thomas Ireland, who's announced his reemergence with authority and does so once more, strike 3 swinging. 4 punch outs for Thomas Ireland in 3 1/3. The story of the final 6 weeks in the Carolina League is always about the newcomers, the promotions, and that usually comes with the draftees, but Ireland coming back up for his second stint in down east could be a key piece in the bullpen or as a starter down the stretch. Can do both and do both well. Junior Garcia, first pitch ground ball, wide of first for strike one. Slightly out in front of the slider, and sounds like he might have dented the bat just a tad. Enough of a crack on the two-tone lumber that Garcia has to return to the third base dugout to grab a new stick.
Made 2 starts last year for Downey, 6 in the Complex League, and with this outing right here, he might be earning his first start in Single-A of 2024.
Mendoza's worked out of the bullpen some. We saw last night the combination on the piggyback of Curtis and Bormier. So rotating players between the rotation and bullpen is not uncommon for Carlos Maldonado. Garcia was the most recent man to reach against Ireland. Slider swatted back, 0-2. Junior 2-for-3 today, snapped out of an 0-for-13 dating back to the Myrtle Beach series. Facing nothing but lefties so far as well, 0-2. Strike 3 on the slider, ball was dropped by Moreno, and Garcia opting not to run. Back-to-back punch-outs for Thomas Ireland, 2 up, 2 down in the 8th.
Every single pitch of his is sharp tonight, and he's taken advantage of the overzealousness of Augusta, trying to get all of the runs back with one swing. We've seen that time too many, and Ireland taking advantage, 2 straight Ks.
Will Verdung, first pitch swinging, will end the perfect run for Ireland with a base hit up the middle. Knocks a changeup right back up the chute. Verdung's 2-for-4. That'll put Harry Owen at the plate. It's been a well-pitched game for Augusta. Polo was solid, gave the team a chance. Morton and Corona scoreless through 3 innings of relief. But they've simply been out-dueled. Augusta's pitching was good. Mendoza and Ireland have been better. Wrong side of a shutout through 7 2/3. 0-0 for 3. Change up in the dirt, ball 1. At this level, if you can change speeds and control at least one secondary pitch, more often than not, you'll find success on the mound. Ireland's had all 3 pitches going everywhere he wants them to go. Verdung leading off of first. 1-0 from Ireland, popped back out of play. Owens had a very long swing all night long. He's at his best when he's working up the middle and to the backside. Similar profile offensively to Cam McGee, albeit with slightly less swing and miss.
He was frustrated at himself missing that last pitch, fouling it back.
1-1 to Owen. Sharp fastball just off the inside corner. After you see a couple changeups, 89 looks much higher than the true velocity. Owen, a good take off the inside corner.
Changeups with a lot of diagonal run as well.
Everything moving for Ireland. Off the outside corner with said changeup, ball three. Zone has been a bit tighter outside and a bit more forgiving below the knees than we traditionally see from Liana Ricks. But once again, it's been consistent. That's all you're looking for at this level. 3-1 in the dirt, ball four. Back-to-back base runners with two outs. It's the first walk for the Green Jackets tonight. And Augustus sparked a little something up with two outs. That'll bring Moreno out to the mound. Joe Olsovsky is grounded out on three consecutive ABs. Approaching the 9 o'clock hour at SRP, a briskly played ball game on what turned into a beautiful night. Fans have been engaged, enjoying the warm weather. The auction that'll go for these game-used uniforms, both in-house and online, to benefit local charity Walton Options, has been active and has completed the in-house portion. You can now bid online on these jerseys. Change up low, ball one to Olsovsky. There's just shy of a dozen Green Jacket players available online, including Cade Kern and Adele DeLaney, among a handful of others. Jerseys came out well. Nobody does it like the merch department here in Augusta. 1-0 fastball around the outside corner. Evens the count at one. Olsovsky not opting to swing on what was very much a pitcher's pitch. Jackets trying to break out of this losing streak. Get themselves on the board. Offense is threatened at various options, but have been held quiet overall. 1-1. Change up at the knees. Paint time and again. Three separate innings, the Green Jackets have left two men on base. That was the first, third, and fifth. Back-to-back batters reaching with two outs in the eighth. Verdung a single, 0-0 walk. Ireland one strike away from leaving them both where they stand. Brown glove at the shoulder blades, 1-2. Pop down the right field line. Olsovsky able to hang back just a tad.
Ireland in a bit of a weird position. Nobody stretching or warming up in the bullpen. He's a couple of mistakes away from having the bases loaded. This is how much Down East trusts him right now to get this third strike and this third out.
And he's earned it the way he's pitched. You feel confident in his ability to tightrope out of danger after he did so in the fifth. Another 1-2. Outside, tried to spin the slider in through the back door and left it to the arm side, 2-2. Verdung, solid speed at second. Not a ton of speed from Owen at first, but he has a gargantuan lead with nobody holding him on. Outfield shallow all the way around, comparatively. Mendez, the deepest of the three in center. 2-2. Popped up into shallow right. Speck coming on over towards the line. He'll make the catch for out number three. Green Jackets leave two more aboard. They've stranded eight tonight in eight innings. No score for Augusta through eight. 4-0 Wood Ducks as we head to the ninth.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
On to the ninth inning from SRP with Graham Simpson. I'm Noah Adcock-Howeth. Down East 4, Augusta 0. Wood Ducks looking for a victory that would confirm they take the weeks-long series. Two sides will see each other in the final series of the season and the last six games ever played at Granger Stadium, unless Down East comes back and wins the second half. They're certainly in the swing of that option. Esteban Mejia looking to add some runs off of Raymond Corona. 4 runs, 7 hits for the Woodies. No runs, 6 hits for the Jackets. Raymond Corona, first pitch, fastball knocked back. Mejia, 0-for-3. Denied at least a single and potentially extra bases on a sliding catch from Luis Guanipa his last time out. J.R. Ritchie takes the ball tomorrow for Augusta against David Davalio. Fastball inside, 1-1. Davalio's had good numbers. It seems like everybody in this rotation does. Downey's certainly no slouch, especially on the pitching side. Corona from the stretch, 1-1 slider on the inside corner.
Elevated that last off-speed a bit. He worked really well in the last inning, getting low in the zone. Catcher Owen gave him some low targets, and it worked for him well. Now venturing a bit elevated.
From the first base side, 1-2 off-speed bounces in.
Yeah, tried to bury a slider that time.
Corona's not known to be the master of the perfect inning. There will be traffic more often than not. That's just the way he pitches. But he's gotten much better, especially over the last few weeks, at controlling the hard contact and making his job easier. Slider hammered back off the facing of the press box once again. Sweet level has been the danger zone tonight. For those of you amateur meteorologists, yes, we're aware of the forecast for tomorrow and Sunday. Yes, it could change because it's South Carolina. Social media will be your first and primary option to keep you abreast of everything going on. Slider low, 3-2. But you know how it is here at SRP Park. Until we're underwater, we plan to play. The gates have opened every game but one in the 7 seasons here at SRP. 3-2. In the dirt, strike 3, swinging. Owen will have to go to first, and he'll put away Mejia for the second strikeout by Corona.
Yeah, threw a laser that time. The game started off with some trouble in the third inning. That's when Polo was on the mound, and a lot of it was due to his drop third strike. Harry Owen, knowing that in the back of his mind, made a great play to pounce on it early.
And it wasn't an easy play on that drop third strike, but something Owen prides himself on, so yeah. He's really taken it to task as of late. Jesus Moreno is stood up on a fastball, ball one. Moreno, the only man out of two so far to not reach. Moreno alongside with Alvarez, both 0-for-3. Wood Ducks have been held in check more tonight than they had in the three previous games where they put up 6-plus in each one. Barring a 3-hit barrage here in the top of the ninth, which is still certainly possible given this offense, would end up being the first time they don't put up double-digit hits in the middle column of your scoreboard. Corona, the 2-0, swings through the fastball. Good late life on the heater, running in on the hands. Down East offense are going to get their licks. You hold a team like this to 4, figure you at least have a chance down the stretch, but Augusta has not been able to get on the scoreboard once themselves. Popped up on the first baseline. Both Verdung and Owen chasing over, but it's into the seats. Corona has evened the count 2-2 on Jesus Moreno. Moreno 1-for-19 across 2 stints in the Carolina League with Down East. Catchers are at such a premium at the lower levels of the minors, especially in the first half of the season. That's why you've seen Moreno go up to High A Kinston. Hickory, pardon me. Just moving up and down for defensive purposes. Fastball around the jawline, 3-2. Hickory will be the low-A affiliate next year for Texas. They'll swap with Down East organization. The Wood Ducks moving to Spartanburg, South Carolina, becoming the Hub City Spartanburgers. New stadium, bigger market, more modern facilities. So they'll get the upgrade and move into the South Atlantic League. Slider, strike three, swinging. Three consecutive punch-outs for Raymond Corona. He's got the K-stuff going. Green Jacket arms have now combined for 14 strikeouts through 8 2/3.
And he's kind of reinvented himself as a punch-out pitcher in these last couple of batters, powered with the fastball early in the count, and then a tight slider Moreno went fishing at. A great pitch sequence by Corona in that last batter.
Fastball roped through the right side, a base hit for Eric Alvarez. Alvarez gets his first hit of both the day and week. He's the eighth man to reach for Down East. Inside-out swing on the fastball gets the job done.
Yeah, the ambush on the first pitch has been really the key to the offense for Down East tonight. So many times they've gotten aboard seeing that first pitch fastball and lacing it up the middle.
The man who perfected that strategy, Chandler Pollard, comes to bat. Had the solo shot, the only homer of the game for either side off of Davis Polo. Good speed at the plate. Fastball cue to the right side. Corona doesn't cover, and there's no play at first. Wilver Dung had to go to his right, especially with De La Cruz swung up the middle. Raven Corona never got off the mound, and Pollard, who would have made it a difficult play anyway, reaches 2-on-2 out. It's a mental error on Corona, a veteran who you do not see do that very often.
Yeah, it was a great job by Verdung to get to it on a backhand, too. It wasn't going to be an easy play. He was playing tight in the infield and just didn't have his pitcher there.
Tommy Speck takes a fastball for strike one. The converted shortstop, Verdung, continues to show off the glove at first base. It is confirmed to be an infield single. There was really no other way to call that. Pollard's 2-for-4. 0-1 to Speck. Waves at the slider for strike two. Speck 1-for-3, doubled and scored in the third. One of two runs to come home with two outs off of Polo on the double from Ashedri Vargas. Two out runs have been key for the Wood Ducks all week. Corona the 0-2. Slider bounces in. Kept close by Harry Owen. Good location, a better take for Specht.
Yeah, great two-strike location. See if he can tunnel off that slider in the dirt. He's used the fastball well to power past some batters. Specht, though, without a strikeout, does have a double in the game.
1-2 breaking ball misses low once more. Three consecutive sliders below the zone. Two balls and two strikes. Alvarez at second. Pollard at first. Decent speed out at second. Even better speed at the first base bag. There's nobody in the pen. Thomas Ireland is going to try to finish this game. 2-2. Outside with the fastball. Full count means both runners will be in motion. The turnstile will be started. And just about anything to the outfield will make it a 5-0 game. Payoff pitch, slider, called strike three. Specht is rung up looking. Three punch-outs in the inning for Raven Corona. Pair of zeros for Raven. Now 5 2/3 consecutive scoreless, the longest outing of his season. To the bottom of the ninth we go. Jackets need four.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in section 107, row C, seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar. Highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar. More than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Thomas Ireland, in his season debut, four scoreless, three hits, struck out five from the left side. After a identical line from the starter, Brian Mendoza, it's Ireland in line for the victory if he can keep the Jackets off the scoreboard. Augusta's got Williams, Kern, and McGee 6-7-8 against the lefty Ireland. Switch hitting left fielder Noah Williams is 0-for-3, a ground out and two strikeouts. Five-game hit streak on the line for Williams. Takes a changeup outside. Willie's been much more comfortable from the left side than the right. Hasn't had that opportunity to go to the strong side yet tonight. Waves over the fastball, 1-1. There's still three unused relievers in the bullpen for Carlos Maldonado, manager of the Wood Ducks. 1-1 changeup just below the knees. Good frame behind the plate from Moreno, but no call. That's a big advantage going into the weekend, as now both Davalio and the Sunday starter Jose Gonzalez will have plenty of work behind them. Changeup flared into shallow center. Mendez charging on, has it in the glove for out number one. 0-for-4 day for Noah Williams from the right side. Leadoff man retired for the fifth consecutive inning.
And great jump out in center field by Mendez. And yes, the pitching has been excellent for Down East, but so has their defense. So many times, Mendoza in his start, the defense on the infield bailed him out on a couple of hard-hit grounders.
Slider misses outside to Kern, 1-0. Down East defense has been solid to impeccable all week, and they've showed that time and time again, especially tonight. Off-speed low and in, 2-0 on Kern, who's 0-for-3. The only error of the night did come from Down East. It's a drop third strike, or pardon me, it's not listed on the scout, so not sure where that error came from. Fastball flared back.
It was on the rundown, the pickle.
That
the
makes
E5.
Sense. There we go. That's why we have somebody in the booth today. So yeah, freak error, a little chaotic accident in the first, and nothing since. Big bouncer to third, Mejia on the hop. Over to second, now number two.
He is silky smooth out there at third. Realized that he had a lot of time. Kern would slow getting out of the box and made an on-target strike to first.
Down East one out away from eight consecutive victories, the longest active streak in single-A baseball. Cam McGee's 1-for-3, a single and two strikeouts. Ireland first pitch fastball misses upstairs. Cam widens out from the left side. Fouled back, well struck, 1-1. Be a 6:05 start tomorrow, weather permitting, and then a 5:30 game in the nightcap on Sunday. 1-1 home. Outside corner, strike two. McGee didn't like it, but he's down to his final strike. Ireland looking for the combined shutout with Mendoza. 1-2 home. Out into left field. Alvarez to his left. And he nearly collides with Mendez, but he makes the catch. It's in the glove cleanly, and that's the ball game. Not the ending the manager might have wanted to see, but a shutout is in the books. Mendoza, four scoreless. Ireland, five perfect behind him. Six hits, no runs, one walk for Augusta's offense. 4-0 final for the Wood Ducks, their eighth consecutive victory. They've won all four games here on the road at SRP Park so far. Four runs, nine hits, and an error for Down East. The Wood Ducks leave on just five. Jackets, no runs, six hits, and no errors, leaving on eight. Two apiece in innings 1, 3, 5, and 8.
You got to give it up to Ireland, who came in and shut the door on those last five innings. His secondary stuff was moving a ton. He made 89 look like 99 with that change-up and slider mix, was using a ton. Got really crafty in the last two innings as well, kind of changed the approach a tiny bit, and it worked out in his favor as he went five innings, five Ks, and will get the win.
It's the first decision for Ireland in his first game back, so naturally he's 1-0. Davis Polo falls to 1-9. And this was classic Polo, a career high in strikeouts. The slider looked good, but three extra base hits proved to be his undoing. Two-run double from Ashedri Vargas, solo shot from Chandler Pollard, and another two-out RBI for Vargas, making the score 4-0. All four, five runs coming against him across five innings. Caden Morton and Raven Corona, each scoreless in two innings of their own right. Polo just continues to get some poor luck. Very similar to Didier Fuentes. Just feels like when he's on the mound, he matches up with a superior performance on the opposite side. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours and 12 minutes here at SRP in front of a crowd of 33-68. Tomorrow at 6:05, the Green Jackets will send J.R. Ritchie to the bump for his second start here at SRP this season. Fourth appearance, third start overall. Ritchie is 1-1. Worked five strong innings last time out in Myrtle Beach, but took a 2-0 loss on the wrong side of that shutout. David Davalio will take the ball for Down East. He's been very strong this year, been a mainstay in the rotation for the Wood Ducks. Davalio 5-1 with a 1.95 ERA. Opponents hitting just 209 against him, and that's a right-hander that it might not be the crafty method that we saw Mendoza and Ireland go to, but it does not get any easier in the weekend.
Yeah, you know, you've lost 11 straight, but on the flip side of that, you're seeing Down East when they've been at their best this year. They have not missed a beat, especially in the last couple of nights here at SRP, and tonight was really the pitching and the offense together. When they needed a big pitch or a big single or a big double in the case of tonight for the Wood Ducks, they got it, and they didn't ask for much. Only four runs, two in two different innings, but it was enough to get past Augusta on the piggybacking of some fantastic pitching and some even better defense at times.
It's been a vicious cycle for the Green Jackets since the All-Star break. You see fantastic and red-hot offenses. That already puts you at a slight disadvantage. And then it's a team that's sliding on the other side themselves. And Augusta just continues to get burnt going up against these top-tier opposition. Doesn't get any easier next week with the River Dogs, but two more games remain in the weekend series against Down East. In the first meeting here at SRP Park between these two sides since 2022. Ritchie tomorrow against David Davalio at 6:05. Augusta trying to find their way back in and hopefully getting some reinforcements sooner rather than later. It's going to be an interesting final 5.5 weeks for the Green Jackets one way or another. But the home side still looking to carve their way back into the win column here in this mighty fine skid. One more time, 4-0 is your final. Vargas with the three RBIs. Green Jackets get a couple of hits from Will Verdung. Handful of times on base for the first baseman, but not much else to speak of. Green Jackets have just one extra base hit. It's Junior Garcia in the first. Could not solve Mendoza nor Ireland. For Graham Simpson, congrats on the minor league debut, my friend.
Appreciate it. Thank you for everything,
Noah. Yes, sir. Wes Cooper and our entire crew. I'm Noah Adcock-Howth. Back at you at 5:55 tomorrow, and we hope to be clean in the audio and clean in the delivery. Have a wonderful night, ladies and gentlemen, and we will see you then.